Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and the Minor League Report. Teams advancing in postseason play for the St. Louis Cardinals. And we'll get an update on that with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. Does an amazing job covering the minor leagues of the St. Louis Cardinals. This is presented by Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, Hair Saloon for Men, a new sponsor, Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, and by Schnucks. Hotshot's proud home of sports fans in St. Louis for over 28 years. 11 area locations, always close to a Hotshot's no matter where you are. Swing by, great food, cold drinks, all the games all the time. Find a Hotshot's near you at hotshotsnet.com. If you're watching the games, remember their Cardinals specials and Mizzou football specials. And right now at Hotshot's, you can check out Missouri football this weekend, Cardinals baseball all weekend as well. I have a podcast up with Mike Kelly for football fans, Missouri football fans, previewing the Missouri Tigers and the Purdue Boilermakers. This is the Minor League Report, and one of the guys that's really helping out the St. Louis Cardinals is former Cardinals closer Jason Isringhausen. You'll see him probably 10 to 15 days out of a month going to the various spots in the minor leagues, talking to the players about on and off the field issues, helping out day after day. Also see him at the ballpark a lot. He has 300 saves, majority of those with the St. Louis Cardinals. And I asked him what it would mean for him to go into the Cardinals Hall of Fame.
A lot of people remind me of it a lot, which is cool. I mean, a lot of people say, hey, you need to be in it. You're going to make it this year. You're going to make it this year. If it happens, I mean, it'll happen, I hope, one day. I mean, it would mean more to me to wear that jacket than a Cooperstown jacket by far. And, you know, I got to be on the Cooperstown Hall of Fame ballot this year. Didn't get one vote, so I'm off the ballot. But, like, the guy from the Hall of Fame called and said, hey, 98% of the guys never get on this ballot, so be proud of this. And they sent me the ballot and a big letter and everything with it. But that really, I mean, put on the red coat and being from St. Louis, that area, it's pretty special to be on there with my heroes and guys I played with like Carp and Jimmy and guys like that. And, you know, I grew up watching Ted Simmons too, and then Whitey. And then I get to hang out with Whitey at Fantasy Camp, and to be able to stand up there and then call them, I don't even know what the word, but Hall of Famers, I'm with you now. I mean, that's pretty special. And it's something that if it does happen, it's going to be heck of a day.
It would mean a lot then.
Yeah, it would mean a lot.
That's Jason Isringhausen. I dropped his podcast recently at ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and he's helping out the minor leaguers of the St. Louis Cardinals. I mentioned this is brought to you by Hair Saloon for Men. They keep client notes on each customer, so on each visit, you can be assured that they know what you want and in the privacy of your own cutting station. On-the-house services include your haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine. All this for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage or neck shave. That's at Hair Saloon for Men. Find a location near you.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Let's jump right into it with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. And Brian, here we are. We've been doing this all summer, and now it comes down to really a best of three for Memphis. They're in a best of five. They split with Fresno, and they're back in action tonight, aren't they?
That's right, Dan. And, you know, Memphis is in a very good situation. They managed to win the first game of their series on the road. And anytime you can, get a split, I mean, obviously it would have been great if they could have won the second game as well for them. But they won that first game on the road, which means, you know, hey, we're going to come home no worse than in a tight situation. So Memphis now has three chances to win two games. And this evening they're going to send Chris Ellis to the mound, and on Saturday, Jake Woodford pitches. And if they have to have a final game on Sunday, they haven't announced who that starter will be, but I would imagine given that would be for all the marbles, you know, it'll be all hands on deck.
Tell me a little bit about Chris Ellis and the starter tonight.
Chris Ellis is the guy that folks kind of forget about that came to the Cardinals in the trade with the Braves for Jaime Garcia. Everybody remembers John Gant. But Chris Ellis is a guy that can throw hard. His challenge has been, like so many young pitchers, to be able to consistently throw strikes. And he's bounced back and forth between Memphis and Springfield, and they needed him for depth once all those starters went up to St. Louis. You know, he's kind of had an up-and-down season, but, you know, he's a veteran. He's been in the wars before. So I'm sure they're hoping they can get five strong innings out of him and then turn it over to their bullpen.
You know, it's interesting, the Cardinals and their fan base, obviously Alex Mejia, a guy that they know well. We haven't seen him up with the big league club this year, saw him a lot in spring training. He's really been playing well, hasn't he?
Yeah, he had a four-game hitting streak, went 8-for-18 with 7 RBI. And so, you know, you're talking about a guy who's really producing. The challenge, of course, with Alex Mejia is he's no longer on the 40-man roster. So the Cardinals would have to, you know, free up room by removing somebody else, or I don't know if there's anybody left to put on the 60-day DL. Another guy who's also is an infield, middle infielder like Mejia, Tommy Edman, is a young man who's a good prospect, but he just came up from Springfield. And he is batting .500 in the postseason, 12-for-24 with 5 RBI. And so when you get a jolt like that from a guy that, you know, you don't know necessarily what to expect, you know, coming up from Double A, and they put Subby Class put Tommy Edman right, you know, near the top of the lineup, and he's done a real nice job for him. So, you know, Memphis is getting production, I won't say from unexpected sources, but from guys that, you know, you didn't think necessarily would be the headline. The other guy that's hitting well, Andrew Kisner's 4-for-his-last-10. So, you know, he's also contributing, and typically he's been batting down at the bottom of the lineup. So, you know, that helps the guys in the middle as well.
How about the back end of the bullpen? You know, you talked about Ellis, you know, you hope to get five and if not more. But back end of the bullpen, who has stood out this year for Memphis?
Well, you know, folks kind of forget about Edward Mujica. He, you know, was such a good closer for the Cardinals when he was around. You know, he's done a great job as the ninth inning guy. And when I was last with Springfield, he was working with one of the younger pitchers, you know, on his grip. And I asked Stubby about that. He said he's like a, you know, he's like another coach. And so, you know, to have a guy like that is a great benefit. Giovanni Gallegos, who's on the 40-man roster, who's a player that they picked up in the trade with the Yankees for Luke Voit, has also done very well. And he's a guy I wouldn't be surprised, you know, gets a shot with St. Louis after a Memphis season is over. So, you know, they've had some good contributions out of their bullpen that's really helped them this year.
You know, Brian, I dropped the Jason Isringhausen podcast on the website and played a clip before our visit about Jason helping out with minor league guys. And may surprise fans, but Braden Looper is doing that. Ryan Ludwig is doing that. That kind of stuff is invaluable when you're talking about 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kids, isn't it?
That's right. The Cardinals have a program called Cardinals Core. And Jason's in it, Braden Looper, as you mentioned. There are a couple of others as well. And they go around to all the minor league affiliates and not only work with the players on their physical skills, but they also talk with them on their mental skills, their preparedness, as well as all the, you know, off-the-field things that can trip up young men if they're not well-prepared. And I'm talking about dealing with the media. I'm talking about their personal lives as well. And so, you know, the Cardinals are making investments in these young players, not only so that they'll be successful major league players, but they'll also be successful adults and, you know, hopefully be strong members of the community.
You know, it's interesting, too, is that the Marlins are teaching the youngsters that speak Spanish, English, and the English kids, Spanish. The Cardinals do a little bit of that as well, don't they?
The Cardinals have had extensive programs for Spanish-speaking kids to learn English. I've actually sat in on classes in Jupiter. It's a lot of fun. And they have them really at all the levels, multiple times a week. I'm not aware of the Cardinals yet having any training for the English-speaking players in Spanish, but I'll have to check on that because it sounds like one heck of an idea. And I know one thing the Cardinals do is they make sure that they have at least one, if not more, Hispanic speaking coaches at every level because it's important, you know, to be able to communicate directly, you know, with the players, especially about things like injuries.
Yeah, there's no question about that. So Memphis, they play tonight, and Peoria also in postseason play. How about Peoria and what they're doing?
Yeah, Peoria pulled off two straight sweeps against their Western Division rivals. So they're the champions of the Western Division this year. They swept Quad Cities in the first round and Cedar Rapids in the second round. And they reached the playoffs 4 years in a row. So this is a big deal for the Chiefs. That's a record. So now their challenge is they had their first two games at home, and they only split. So it's kind of the opposite of the story that we talked about with Memphis. So now they have to play the next three games at Bowling Green. They play Saturday, Sunday and Monday if needed. So, you know, Peoria needs to win, pick up a couple wins on the road against a very good club. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they can do. They've done very, very well so far, and Bowling Green, I don't know a lot about them. They're a Tampa Bay affiliate, but they had even a better season win-loss record than Peoria. So it should be a big fight.
It started in Waino's Garden, spread to my kitchen, caught fire with the team, and now imagine the whole city eating my salsa.
Introducing Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa, available only at Schnucks and in stores now.
Dan, people always ask me, Matt, you're hitting the most home runs of your career. You could be the MVP, and the Cardinals are on fire. Is it really because of the salsa? And I tell them, yes.
So swing by Schnucks and pick up Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. Go to Schnucks and go loco, folks, with Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. How about some of the names on that roster for Peoria, Brian, that you spend you know, special attention to and pay special attention to that could be future big leaguers that stand out?
Well, I don't know if he's a future big leaguer, but I got to mention right up front, Zach Prendergast. He's the guy we talked about last time. In his second outing, he struck out 7 6 2/3 scoreless. So now this young man has struck out 18 in 11 2/3 innings of postseason play and has yet to yield a run. So Zach Prendergast is a guy that he may not have a major league future, but he's been really good for him. Second baseman Nick Dunn, the Cardinals picked up in the fifth round this year from Maryland. He's an infielder, primarily a second baseman. He's batting .467 through the first two rounds and is very, very good, has a very good eye to plate. Very good on base percentage as well. Lucan Baker, you know, has been so tremendous. Supplemental first round this year from TCU. He had 6 RBI in the first 4 games and was batting just short of .400. So, the Chiefs have gotten good production from their offense all year long, and that's been their formula all along, and it's done very well. I mean, they outscored their competition in the first 2 rounds 20-5.
Wow. GCL, the Gulf Coast League, all-stars have been named, and also a manager gets an honor as well. How about with that crew?
Yeah, the Gulf Coast League is always interesting because that's the Cardinals' entry-level club in the U.S., and unfortunately, while the team made the playoffs, they lost in their final game, so they were runner-up in their league. But the Gulf Coast League is 18 teams, all in Florida, and they have only a postseason all-star team. They're a short-season club, so they began their play after the draft in mid-June. So for those 18 teams, they have a 12-man all-star team. So it's all the positions in the field plus a left-handed pitcher and a reliever. And among those 12 all-stars for 18 teams, the Cardinals had 3 players, which is extremely impressive. And, that's the best showing for the Cardinals in the last 3 or 4 years. And those all-stars include Andrew Warner, an outfielder who was named the league's most valuable player. And Andrew Warner was the Cardinals' 40th rounder this year, so the last guy they called on draft day. And he batted .342, 27 RBI in 31 games, and he was then promoted to Johnson City. And he's a player that some folks may remember because he's from Columbia, went to Columbia College. So Andrew Warner is one of those all-stars. Another one of the all-stars is a young man named Brian Perella. He is from the Dominican, excuse me, from Venezuela. He played in the Dominican Summer League prior to this year, 20 years old, and he set a new record for 10 wins in the season. That's the most ever for a Gulf Coast League pitcher and tied the league record, 2.71 ERA. And then the third all-star is a young man that folks have not heard of at all. He was literally signed in late May, right before the season started, and his name's Edgar Escobar. He's a 21-year-old Cuban pitcher. And he ended up leading the Gulf Coast League in appearances, game finish, and saves with 9 saves. 1.21 ERA, struck out 33 in just 22 innings. So Edgar Escobar is a player who definitely could get some attention down the road. Obviously, it's still very early in the Gulf Coast League. And then Eric Almonte was named Manager of the Year. And the Cardinals, the Gulf Coast League Cardinals, had a .714 winning percentage. They went 140 and only lost 16. And to put that .714 winning percentage in a context, that is the best record of any Cardinals minor league team at any level in the last 44 years.
Wow.
I mean, you play .714 baseball, you're playing pretty darn well.
Absolutely.
And, Eric Almonte is an interesting guy. He's only 40 years old. He's a former major leaguer, and he was a Cardinals hitting coach in the Dominican Summer League for a few years, and then he became the interim manager last season. So this is his first year managing. And so for Eric Almonte to be named Manager of the Year is a big honor for him. And he's the third, Cardinal manager to be named Manager of the Year as well. Dan Bilardello at Palm Beach. And then, of course, Stubby Clapp repeated at Memphis.
You know, Brian, I go to your website every morning, and I love getting the updates on what's happening with all the players and all the teams. Fans this weekend especially want to be going to thecardinalnation.com. You'll have a full breakdown on Peoria and Memphis, won't you?
Absolutely. And we're also now starting our series where we're recapping all the minor league seasons. So these are free articles. So today folks can go and read in-depth about and recap everything that the Palm Beach Cardinals did this year. And, you know, we've had the other teams so far, Gulf Coast League, Johnson City, et cetera, so State College. So folks can read those as well as, of course, we recap all the minor league games, including the playoff games, each morning.
Great stuff as always, Brian, and let's visit next Tuesday. Thank you.
Take care, Dan.